Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Greetings, 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 peace and love and light, Hotep, good morning, all that good stuff, however you know, greet the morning or the a.m. or the rising, if you will, you know, just happy day to you, right? Happy Tuesday, guys. Today is Tuesday, December the 18th, and today, you know, pretty much what I am doing is I am doing random morning motivation you know, shows to where I just, you know, touch on an array of topics to kind of get our day started. So on this particular episode, we're going to be talking about absorbing other people's energy. Now, I know that in the private sessions that I do a lot of you guys, you know, like, oh my God, you know, all this energy, like you guys just do not know how to balance, you know what I'm saying, the negative energy, especially on these full moons and, you know, just in your daily relationships and all this thing. So what I do is I kind of do it like a classroom a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I kind of give you my perspective and as far as how I view it. And, you know, just as this show continues to grow, I would love for you guys to call in and always weigh in on, you know, your morning motivation, you know, or just if you guys have a topic for me that you want me to cover or go over anything like that. Yeah, so this is Grandizing Motivation episode. So thank you guys who are listening. I know it was last minute, but hey, to the Blog Talk world, you know, if you guys are catching in or listening like that, I know we have our regular viewers, you know what I mean, who call and listen in. So I hope you guys are listening. Happy day to you as well. And guys, we have so much amazing things going on the Enhancing Readiness Radio platform. Oh my God. John Miller, the amazing show last night, To Date a Witch. What does it take to date a witch? You know, what is alchemy? What is the science behind dating a witch? I mean, that show's amazing. And we also did an amazing video stay on Know Thyself, which my Atlantean brother said Sanders on. And that was a great segment, guys. This week has went off with a bang. Sunday, we had Lisa and Gary Fan for the Relationship Day, which they spoke on conditional and unconditional love. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So, guys, we have a mind-blowing week for you. Tonight, we have Sasha Madeline, Candy Kane, I'm not butchering her name, KK, I believe, like that, Kanaka. And also their father, which is Professor Kaba, which, you know, you guys may know him from Hidden Colors. And they're going to be talking about Melanated for the Gram is the name of the show. And it's discussions in the Black Room. And it's an interesting topic, you know, it's about, you know, how people of Caucasian descent, you know, sometimes tend to want Black features and, you know, like the lips, the ass, and this and that, you know. So I don't know. They're just going to, you know, kind of delve into that. I mean, it's very controversial, but that's what we do here, you know. Everything is not going to soothe your soul. There are going to be controversial topics, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, hey, we're not just here to ruffle feathers, but there will be shows and times where we, you know, kind of press them up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So join them tonight at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, and they have an amazing show as well. All right, so getting back into this particular episode, absorbing other people's energy. So how to stop that, right? So I chose Ralph Smart, which y'all are going to be hearing him a lot, right? So Ralph Smart is a great teacher. You can follow him on YouTube at Infinite Waters. Infinite Waters, yeah. And he has an amazing website, Ralph Health Books. He has books. And, I mean, guys, you can get an array of different topics with him, right? So make sure that you guys find him on YouTube. Again, his channel is called Infinite Waters. And his, I'm not sure his website right off, but you can find all the information there on YouTube. So, yeah, it's about a 24-minute clip. And, you know, I personally pulled these clips. I just kind of skimmed through them a little bit, you know, just to see if it's, you know, if I feel the energy within the video, if it's powerful enough to, you know, bring on the platform and to, you know, help to inspire others. And not to say none of his videos, I mean, all of his videos are, I know, but, you know, I really, really handpick the good ones, right? So this, again, is Ralph Smart, How to Stop Absorbing Other People's Energy. This is something he did early on in this journey, but still a great video. So I hope you guys, I'm going to be listening. This is my motivation as well. So I'm going to be listening with you guys. I'm going to be taking my notes, and I'm going to be coming back and discussing key points with you guys. And, yeah, just let's see the motivation Ralph has to bring, right? All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this. And again, guys, thank you for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. Also, if you want to call in, the call-in number is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Be sure that you're pressing 1 if you want to get in the caller queue with me. All right? All right, guys, peace and love. Here we go.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Infinite waters diving deep once again. Here we are in nature. It's beautiful. The birds are singing. How to stop absorbing other people's energy, other people's junk? How do we neutralize ourselves? I say every single day, I am not in this world to live up to your expectations. You do your thing and I do mine. And if by chance we meet, that's beautiful. But if not, well, that can't be helped. There are a number of tools I deal with when we talk about not absorbing other people's energy. You have many people around the globe who are very sensitive. Some people call them psychics. I say everyone is a psychic. We just have varying degrees of sensitivity. The very sensitive people are able to read other people's minds when they're not even speaking. They can go into a room and they just attract all of this energy. They feel what everyone else is feeling in the room. This can be a great gift to be able to feel, especially in a desensitized world. But how do we protect ourselves, especially the people who are very sensitive to other people's energy? I found 5 ways that work for me. I'm going to share them with you. First of all, we have what we call the intuitive empath. Empathy is different from sympathy. Empathy is the ability to recognize other people's emotions. Sympathy is feeling compassion for other people. Empathy is feeling into other people. You place your mind into theirs and you feel, you embody what they're going through. Many people who are very sensitive, we call them the intuitive empath. So how do we stop absorbing other people's energy and junk? Here are the 5 ways. Number 1, remember, you can't please everyone. Except not everyone is gonna like you. Once you can get past that, you don't absorb other people's energy. Because everyone on this planet is here for a different reason. They're living their own unique life journey. Some people will love you, some people will hate you. There are no positive or negative people, there is only resonance. Resonance is the key factor we have to pay attention to. But you cannot please everyone. Please love me. Please be my friend. You have a lot of people in the world who are too nice. They always say, why do nice people finish last? There's nothing wrong with being nice. It's more important, however, to be yourself. Once you stay true to yourself, you don't absorb other people's energy. Because you are loving yourself 100%. You are accepting yourself 100% for who you are. If people don't like it, too bad, they can hit the road. I'm sorry. Number 2, a great way how to stop absorbing other people's energy is the invitation. Choose whether or not you want to be invited to where this person is going to take you. Nobody can enter our dominion, which is your inner kingdom, which is a universe in itself, without an invitation. We attract every single person into our lives. We have to see that. Many of us, we leave food. Food is the invitation for people to come in, into the house. When there's no food at anybody's house, no one's over there. However, once your next door neighbor has a great banquet of food, everybody's over there. So we have to remember that we are consciously or unconsciously inviting people Not absorbing other people's energy is to remind ourselves of this every single day. We have the power within to choose whether or not we want to invite this person into our temple, which is essentially within ourselves. Number three, do not pay attention. A lot of people are called energy vampires. An energy vampire is someone who uses your energy to survive. In essence, it's a parasite. A parasite can only live on the host body. They call it paying attention for a reason. Because everything in the universe is a process of exchange. The universe is a great business man or woman. That is the law of nature, the law of exchange. When you pay someone attention, you are in essence giving them energy. So we have to change our focus to stop absorbing other people's energy. Whatever you focus on grows. Energy vampires work by making you think of them. Thoughts are energy, therefore they steal your thoughts. Energy is money, therefore you feel exhausted after thinking of them. Just the thought of them alone tires you out. We have to remember where we pay attention. Are we focusing on what we want, or are we focusing on what we fear? We have what I call and coined the emotional drive-by. This is where people, they absorb your energy by dumping their energy on you like a garbage trash can, and then they just drive off. That is the emotional drive-by. Be careful of the emotional drive-by. Let it go. Do not become the trash can for someone else. Know your worth, know your value. Do not allow anybody else to give you value. That is how to stop absorbing other people's energy. Essentially, we have to let go of society's expectations. Number four, breathe. Just going into nature can purify your senses. You get the chi circulating around you. You feel light. You feel fun. You feel free. You can meditate. Whatever you want to do. Meditating is not just sitting under a tree in a lotus pose. It can be dancing, singing. Purify the water within yourself. Change the water. Become fluid like the water. Become like the butterfly. Have you ever wondered why you can't catch a butterfly? A butterfly is sensitive, but it does not absorb your energy. That's why you can't catch it, because it's wise. It is very light, but it is moving around so fast. Therefore, the trick and the secret, while you're breathing, you are speeding up your vibration. The more you slow down, the more you absorb other people's energy. Breathing increases the blood flow circulation around the body. The more you breathe, you feel calmer, you stop absorbing other people's energy. Keep your head up. The secrets of body language. How we carry ourselves in the world say so much about how we see ourselves. Remember, once you look down, you are inviting people to steal your energy. Walk with confidence, with self-esteem, to know that you are worthy, you are deserving. Don't let anybody make you feel inferior, because in essence, there is no one greater than yourself. When the caterpillar is there, consuming all of the food, becoming very greedy, it is absorbing a lot of energy, therefore it can't move. Becoming lighter is the only way to fly and stop absorbing other people's energy. Keep it moving just like the butterfly. Become an alchemist. Become a transformer. We have to change our internal condition before we can change our external condition. That's the secret. Lastly, number five, take responsibility for your internal condition, your feelings. How you feel inside is how you project yourself externally. The body is the unconscious mind. Become aware of your body. How do I feel? Ask yourself this question. To stop absorbing other people's energy, once you take 100% responsibility, you realize that it's not the other person's problem. It is your problem for you to take care of how you feel at any given moment within the day. We live in a world of infinite possibilities, of infinite creations, of infinite expressions. Therefore, the universe gives everyone a job. We have to remember that nature has a sense of humor. Nature is sending people into our lives to test us. Your greatest adversary is your greatest friend. The people who are draining our energy, don't give them power, because what you fight, you give energy to. Tap into your authenticity 100%. Take responsibility that you are a co-creator. We are creating our own reality based on thoughts and feelings. Everything is based around perception. The perception we have of ourselves is greater than the perception other people have of us. That is the secret. Become aware that once you change your perception, you change your reality. That is how you stop absorbing other people's energy. Perception, coming from the Latin percipio, meaning the apprehension with senses. Everything is based on how we see ourselves. That is the secret of perception. It all lies within us. Our image we have of ourselves. How do you see yourself? Am I a victim? Because once you see yourself as a victim, then you give other people power over you. Therefore, you start absorbing their energy. Nobody has power unless you give them power. How do you see yourself? That is the only thing that matters. You can't change what other people think of you. Therefore, you fly. Fly past other people. Let go of fear today. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Many of us are stuck in fear. To move past fear, we have to embrace ourselves for who we are. It's not about fitting in on the planet. Please like me. Please be my friend. Through indoctrination, subliminal programming, mind control, many of us from childhood are told we have to fit in. We have to be the same, act the same, dress the same, laugh at the same things. No, we don't. We have to be who we are 100%. Be yourself. Love yourself. The more you connect with yourself, the more empathy you can show to others. Many people who embrace nature, they activate their pineal gland, which is the seat of your intuition. So now you pick up everyone's feelings, their emotions. You project yourself into their own personality. It's liberating, but if you don't know how to stop absorbing other people's energy, it can become a problem. Many people in society are cognitive misers. This is where they choose not to worry about anybody else. Many people, their pineal glands are calcified through the fluoride in the water, bad food diets, also choosing not to become aware that we are living in a world of infinite possibilities. All of this calcifies the pineal gland. So many people do not show empathy because they choose not to. Some people have called them psychopathic. Some people have called them desensitized people. We have to remember, when we talk of not absorbing other people's energy, essentially we attract what we are. We have to place ourselves in environments which boost our spirits, which raise our vibration and frequency. Like attracts like. Many people, when they absorb our energy, it's not a negative or positive thing, because we have given them permission. Everything in nature is based on a symbiotic relationship. There's a relationship between the sun and the ocean, between the moon and the plants. Everything is based on sharing in nature. So, to stop absorbing other people's energy, we have to say, is this person making me feel good? And am I making them feel good? Is there an equal exchange of energy here? Or is it just lopsided on the scales? One person is just taking all of my energy. We have a choice of where we want to be, of where we place ourselves in this universe. The power lies within you. We have to remember, we are worthy. You are worthy to have the most limitless, expansive, brilliant existence. Why are we spending our whole day ruminating on someone who is insignificant? We have to move past that. Let it go. Brush it off. The secret to stop absorbing other people's energy is to change what you tune into. Many of us are watching so many hours of television which tells lies to your vision. We have to tell our own vision. Tell our vision. That's what we should change it to. Programs. Jerry Springer hasn't been on for ages, but talk show programs, we're absorbing all of their problems when they're talking about their relationships, all of their problems. Some of it may be beneficial, which is beautiful, but a lot of the television programs are there to keep us distracted, to keep us like programmed robots, zombies, drones. Wake up! The human brain is a giant antennae, a transmitter and receiver of information. Therefore, we have to be conscious of what channel we are tuning into. That is how to stop absorbing other people's energy. Change your channel. Change your focus. Just like a TV, if you don't want to watch a program, you change the channel so you don't have to take in that energy. The secrets of nature are revealed in every aspect of our life. If only we would look. Women connect to the universe through their womb, which is the Stargate. It is, in essence, the gateway between two worlds, spirit and matter. Many women feel through their wombs. It talks to them. It is their seat of intuition. Therefore, to stop absorbing other people's energy, other people's junk, women have to learn how to protect their womb, cultivate the womb, place it in healing energies, go to nature, take a walk, take a swim. Jump up and down. Feel alive. We have to feel alive to stop absorbing other people's energy. Most of all, we have to say to ourselves, we are worthy. You are worthy. Live, breathe, enjoy. That's a secret. Many nice people feel if I am polite, that's all I need to get through life. No, we have to be direct and true with ourselves. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Be yourself. The power of no, that will get you far in life. Say it with confidence. Set energetic boundaries. Once you can say no to people with confidence, you stop absorbing everyone's energy. People's energies you don't want to absorb. A lot of really nice people, they deny themselves the truth because they want to make everyone feel happy. So they don't want to say no to anyone. They don't want to hurt people's feelings and upset other people. In essence, they upset themselves by refusing to listen to their inner oracle, which is their heart. Right here in nature, I hear the birds singing. Their song is one of harmony. Sound is a great way to stop absorbing other people's energy. Everything is based on vibration. Sound is vibration. Music is the universal language. Once we can heal ourselves through sound, listening to music that uplifts our spirits, it helps us to remain neutral. We have to remain neutral. Salt water. If you live near the ocean, go and take a swim. Salt water can keep all of your cells neutral. Water changes the structure of your DNA. Intuition comes from the Latin intuitus, which means to look at, to gaze upon. Therefore, the more we connect with ourselves, the more we begin to notice the intricate designs of nature. It is a tremendous gift to have a deep intuition. However, we have to remember how to protect ourselves from harmful energy. Remember to have fun. Smile. You cannot catch a butterfly. Even though the butterfly is sensitive, it has learned and mastered the secrets of the universe because it is flying. So light, so free, so powerful. We have to become that butterfly. Sensitive, but at the same time, protecting ourselves from harmful energies. The power is within you. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy. Peace.
I'm okay.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you guys for being patient with me as we came back from the break. Now, that was a great, you know, that was a great lecture, right? I mean, how to stop absorbing people's energy, guys. This is very, very important. Important things to know as far as in the now moment, the shift, the age of Aquarius, you know, however you want to take it, you know, the feminine energy, the Maya, all of that, right? So he gave us a lot of key points, you know what I mean? And I'm just going to go over a few of my notes. And he gave you five main things, right? You can't please everyone. Your damn show can't. You know what I'm saying? How often are we trying to please others? We're trying to please our parents. We're trying to please our family. You know what I'm saying? When have we stopped and paused and thought, you know what? Am I truly living for me? Is this job I'm in, you know, is it because my mom then wanted me to go to college to be a doctor? You know, but is that really what I want to do? You know, how often have we not just paused and thought about that, but wrote it down? I always teach, write it down. You know what I'm saying? So when the last time you just wrote down what it was that you, you know, wanted to do? You know what I mean? When the last time you just wrote out your life up to this point now? Have you ever? You know what I mean? So intuition, choose if you want to be, oh, my notes. Pretty much, we have the choice, right? If we want to be, you know, invitation, that's what it is, invitation, right? You know what I mean? And when it comes to some of my family, you know, with that drama and with that mess and all that stuff, you know, I have a choice. Okay, do I want to be involved with this, or do I just want to just, you know, put my phone on silent, you know, or pretty much straight up block them? I mean, I had to block somebody the other day, and it hurt me to do that. Very close family member. But, you know, I know my worth now. You know, it took some work to get that, to get there, here. But I know my worth now. And I do not have to subscribe to anybody else's bullshit. I just don't, and I will not, right? So, when you got to sneeze, but the sneeze don't come, right? So yeah, I mean, we do not have to subscribe. So when they invite us to their bullshit, just know that you don't have to subscribe to it. Now, mind you, what we practice is what we get good at, right? So repetition also is the mother of all skill. So it's going to take time to, you know, master these things. As yesterday, Raph was talking about, you know, the fruit doesn't come. You don't always reap the fruit overnight. You know what I mean? So please know that instant gratification thing that we do subconsciously, not going to work. Breathe, you know, do not pay attention to what the vampire is doing to you, you know, and pretty much that's about focus. You know, how often are we zoned in, and how often we focus on what the energy vampire is doing to us, you know, or pretty much, who is the energy vampire really? You know what I'm saying? Is an energy vampire really our subconscious thinking? It is something I'm just coming up with right now. You know, who's the energy vampire really? You know what I mean? Is it my subconscious? You know, my subconscious perception as perceiving this situation like it offended me? But do I have enough self-love and self-worth within myself, built up self-confidence, you know what I'm saying, to balance that shit? Subconscious. I think that is where the real work lies. That just came to me. Breathe. Nature is very important. Me personally love water. But whatever you guys, you know what I'm saying, water, some guys like the, you know, air. I mean, find you something, you know, that you love to do. Find you something that you love to do. You know, that's key. Being connected to nature, key. Take responsibility for your own shit. And what that means is taking responsibility for your internal conditions. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling offended because this person pissed me off? Why am I feeling this person is unprofessional? Or why am I feeling, you know, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? It at the end of the day, it comes back to you. Because if you're going to be offended and you're going to be in your emotions about what somebody did to you and you don't have enough self-confidence within yourself, you know, I mean, you'll probably make it, but you're going to be dying trying. You know what I mean? It's going to be very challenging is my point. You know, as Bobby Hemmen teaches, and he'll be on a few of these too. But, you know, we got to get out our feelings. I mean, we got to get out our feelings these days because it's just not going to work anymore. You know what I mean? That's old condition training type thing. You know, and we have to unlearn all of that shit. So if you ever get offended by what someone else does to you, I encourage you always to look in the mirror and say internally, what is it, you know what I mean, about that person? What demon did that person aggravate within me? You know, because your projection of others is a reflection of you at some level. All right, so your affirmation today is I am worthy. And yeah, guys, I mean, I hope you guys enjoyed that. You know, that was really, really great. Let go of fear today. Be who you are 100%. You know what I mean? Accept who you are, flaws and all, you know, always. I love you guys to life. I hope you guys go back and listen to this show, you know, if you just now kind of caught it in the middle because it's how to stop absorbing other people's energy. That was definitely a great show and a great YouTube clip. So, yeah, guys, happy Tuesday. Grand love, grand light. Peace and love, and we're just going to go ahead and play a few songs, you know, until the top of the hour, and yeah, guys, I hope you enjoy your day. Till next time, peace.
control. There's nothing wrong with that. So you're liking how I feel and gotta do me that. Just put your skin, baby, on my skin.
No shirt, no skirt, on your men is just no jeans, take them off, wanna feel your skin. You will be off, you know that I like it, baby. Baby, all I wanna see you when it's your skin. Oh, oh, your skin. Feel your, you will be, you know that I like that.